We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning with a heat advisory in effect and 76 degrees. Federal regulators have cited aircraft maker Textron Aviation for a December 2019 explosion that injured 15 workers at the Wichita plant.
The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration says Textron had a serious violation when it failed to protect employees at the facility. The agency has proposed a $13,494 penalty for the violation. The aviation manufacturer must also develop and implement measures to, quote, effectively control, discover, maintain, and repair pressure vessels. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County health officials report more than 1,200 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports more than 14,000 COVID-19 cases statewide. That's up more than 900 cases since last Friday. The KDHE says 270 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
A federal appeals court upholds Maryland's ban on bump stocks.
A divided three-judge panel from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected claims by gun rights advocates that Maryland's law violates the Fifth Amendment's prohibition on taking private property for public use without just compensation. That's better known as the eminent domain clause. Maryland's bump stock ban took effect in October 2018, a year after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history in Las Vegas. 58 people were killed by Stephen Paddock, who put bump stocks on several semi-automatic firearms so they can fire like fully automatic machine guns. President Trump slapped a federal ban on bump stocks with an executive order last year. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
SpaceX will try launching another rocket today, this one carrying a GPS satellite.
SpaceX, the company owned by Elon Musk, is planning to launch one of its Falcon 9 rockets from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station today. This rocket is on a contract for the U.S. Space Force and will be delivering a new GPS satellite to orbit. Today's launch is the 11th this year for SpaceX between its own launches, its military contracts, and its work for NASA. SpaceX today is planning to recover the Falcon 9 rocket and reuse it in the future. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, we've reached the midway point of 2020. Oh, what a first half.
A global pandemic, presidential primaries, mass protests over racial injustice, and that's only the first 6 months of 2020. Much of that time spent isolated from friends and family to fight a virus that turned our way of life upside down. Not exactly a fresh start to a new decade. If the first half of 2020 taught us anything, it's to expect the unexpected. So many questions await in the second half of a year like no other. Will we have a disputed election? What will the new normal look like in a post-COVID-19 world? Will the wounds of racism that boiled to the surface spill over or finally start to heal? Ask me again in 6 months. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Celebrating Independence Day means fireworks for many Americans. What's legal in Wichita? Fire Captain Jose Ocades tells KNSS News if the fireworks are purchased within the city limits, you can shoot them within the city limits. Says police and firefighter teams will be looking for violations.
There will be a non-emergency reporting line, and that will be active July 1st through July 5th, 6 p.m. to 3 a.m., and that number is going to be 316-290-1011.
That's Jose Ocades. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and muggy start to the day, it is going to be sunny and hot with temperatures in the upper 90s by noontime, 103 this afternoon, with a heat index close to 110 as winds gust out of the south. Breezy, warm, and humid again tonight, Tarlo 74, and the triple-digit heat continues on Wednesday and Thursday with a high 101. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 14 miles per hour, 76 degrees. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. Deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And with us this morning, it's Tuesday morning, that means time to talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you both?
Good, good. Now, we've got the, as you know, the governor came out yesterday and said it's going to be mandatory for people to wear masks beginning Friday across the state. But how does that work with Sedgwick County? Do we have rights to follow that guideline, go to a different one? What do you think?
Well, Steve, it's very confusing in that I don't believe, unless there's something come out this morning or during the night last night, there's nothing in writing yet. So it's basically her press conference, at which she said we'll have details on Thursday, which is before the Friday effective time frame. So we're looking into everything. We're also meet this morning with Dr. Menz. That was already planned as part of our workshop or our staff meeting. So we were already planning on kind of updating and some dialogue about where we're sitting. But then she came out with this. I do point out that she said it, quoting, "This doesn't change where you can go or what you can do. It just means if you're around other people, you must wear a mask." So I don't know. I don't know what it means, what it all means yet. So
okay, what kind of left you? You're going to have to fill in the cracks sometime between now and what, Friday or whenever this starts.
Well, I know. Yeah, right. Hopefully, we'll have some dialogue with her office and try to get some definition. You know, the biggest question and problem that we have is enforcement. If you do something like that, somebody's walking down the street without a mask, we had enforcement problems before when we had that telephone line where people could call. And, yeah, we sent out about 160 letters or so to businesses that were not practicing what they should have been, as far as some of them even shouldn't have been open. But that's a different world. As something as simple as wearing a mask is something that I don't know how we would ever enforce it. I really.
But you see, we're seeing I think a pretty good example. And when I've been out to dine out several times. I mean, and all the help they're all wearing masks. And to go to the grocery store, it seems like everybody just about is wearing a mask, and they're all trying, because the businesses, they want to stay open. They want to do the right thing. And it seems like everybody's trying. And there are a few people, of course, who don't wear the mask in public at all, like you said. But I think the businesses would like to stay open,
Well, no question. I've already had, there's a lot of businesses that, I only talked to about 10 between yesterday afternoon late and last night, large and small, and they are highly concerned about the word shut down the economy, and some of them said they can't take it twice. So we can't shut down the economy from my perspective. Now there's five of us and on the county commission, and everybody can vote how they want, but I can tell you, if you're talking to business owners, small and even mid-size and large, there's a real concern about limiting and shutting down businesses.
Well, if you go on Facebook and different places, you see the argument, well, the government can't tell me what to do. Da, 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 da. And I'm thinking, you know what? The government really can't. You got to behave like an adult. And if what you do with wearing a mask can save somebody's business somehow, I'll do it, okay? If she saves somebody from getting sick, I'll do it, because
we're not alone in this world. There are other people around us, right?
Right, right. That's so true. And you're right. There's a lot. You see a lot more masks going on. And, you know, our grocery stores have been, you know, there's not been any outbreaks at grocery stores. That means that they're doing the right thing. I believe the governor or somebody said, we haven't had any cases at hairdressers or salons where there's one-on-one dental offices. So there's a fantastic responsibility these businesses are taking very serious. And the public wearing masks, if you get into Sedgwick County or the government offices, you have to wear a mask, and you have to wear them. You're required at some businesses, and other businesses highly recommend them with their customers and their employees. So, but masks have proven, sounds like masks, and we've learned this too a couple weeks ago, that masks were in doubt originally from the CDC. I mean, this one years ago, this is only a few months ago, they doubted them, and now a mask of any kind, even cloth, they say are proven to be somewhat effective, if not very effective.
I know during this whole deal, you've been in contact with the medical community. How are we doing hospital-wise in Sedgwick County, do you know?
Good question.
We're good. You know, like I said, every week we get a report, and we're going to try to put these Monday reports on our county dashboard. But the hospitalizations were slightly up, but only slightly up, and we've had that before. And then the next week it came down, so they're up a little bit, but not anything drastic at all.
We're looking at fireworks season is here. How about out in the county? Do we have pretty much, I guess, the rule is shoot them where you got them, or what the rules are for Sedgwick County, right?
Right, right. It's kind of different. You know, at the city, there was a lot of fireworks anxiety that goes on in opinions. And then in the county, the county doesn't have a fireworks ordinance. But the houses that live in the city right next to the county line, they get to experience quite a show of noise sometimes. I feel bad for pets and for, you know, military people that might be sensitive to it, or aged people. You know, again, back to your responsibility. Can they just stop at 10 o'clock at night a little bit?
There you go.
But, well, who knows?
We won't talk to you again until after the 4th. So, well, Steve and Ted would like to wish you, Pete, to just have a great 4th of July weekend. Try to act responsibly in every way, if you can, you know. Right, Ted?
Well, thanks, guys. You guys do a great job of coaching our community from your show, so thank you.
Hey, has the Meissner household stockpiled fireworks yet?
Yeah, they got a lot of M80s and cherry bombs. Yeah.
No, not yet. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Pete. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meissner. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here. 7:43 now, here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And coming up in just a few minutes, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, will be with us. And he's going to be talking about a good day on the market for spirit stock. Now, here is Jonathan McCoy with today's retirement tip, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
Good morning, guys, and all the listeners out there. It's time to rise and retire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.